What is up, everybody? Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 12th, and I am back from my hiatus in the woods. It's good to be back to internet and civilization. But we did have a lot of fun, and it gave me some time to reflect and think about the NFT market a lot, as well as interact with a lot of people who didn't know about NFTs. I always like in talking and discussing to people who don't know and like introducing them, because it is important for us to all remember, like, once we become like in part of the community and we're associated, we know what to look for, seeing a newcomer's perspective, their thought process, because as the mass is on board, the money is going to flow into what they like and what they think they want to buy as, Bored Ape Yacht Club and Punks become more and more expensive. So that's kind of like my thought for the morning there. We can hop into some stuff that I've just noticed, catch up on the days, the last couple things. Again, Alpha Centauria kid, just coming out with cool stuff. Excited to see his Punk Rushmore piece sell for 0.3 ETH. I love to shout him out. One thing that's definitely been a controversy over the last couple of days I've seen is people, looking at projects, who's endorsing them, influencers, and I won't make any comments on Cole or whether it's right or wrong, but I do think that as, community, we need to know who is, promoting projects. That should be disclosed. If you're not disclosing that stuff, you're kind of just shilling to people blindly. And I think that'll hurt you long term, because a lot of people want to look and know that you can be trusted and you're only putting out the highest quality content. But then you have people like Tropo who that if he tweets something and it's a shill, it'll be denoted as a shill. There's this thread from Zach. Go and take a read. Make your own opinion. I don't have an opinion that I'm going to share here, but I do think it's something to be aware of. People might be doing things that you're not aware of. This is becoming a bigger and bigger topic in the community. One of the biggest topics in the community is the Golden Laser-Eyed Captain Bored Ape Yacht Club, that sold for 400 ETH. It was a month ago purchased for 105 ETH and then flipped, yesterday for 400, a great 295 ETH profit. And I think this is the highest purchase that we've seen so far. So 1.2 million, huge congrats to James, who is, an absolute ape and degen, for this purchase. Nothing but love for you, man. Excited to see what you do with it and excited to see what you buy next. If you don't know who James is, he's at Domain. It can be his, found at his Twitter handle. He is the founder of domainbooth.com and co-founder of mediax.com. And he does have quite a collection of apes. So congrats to you, sir. Ready to see what you come out with next, for your next purchase. Chris Dixon, another, just OG and absolute, resource to the community, coming out with, a great thread on Web2 to Web3, mostly looking at rate and take rate opportunities for Web3. This is where we're seeing basically the shift from any industry where the take rate right now is very high is ripe for disruption in Web3. So if we look at gaming's one. I think music industry is another one that Dixon mentions. Where we're seeing these high take rates in the digital economy, take rates are going to be much lower, and we're actually going to be seeing a lot of those take rates be passed on to users and the customers. So it's more profitable for us. That is going to be the shift, and I think those are the industries I'm most excited for, because we'll see the most money flow in, hence why I'm making huge bets right now on gaming. So I think Axie's Affinity is one that I'm very interested in. The one area that I do have concern for is, where does the race to the bottom happen, or does that happen? How can it be avoided? I think that's a discussion. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on the race to the bottom within the gaming, maybe even in the music industry, as these fees become more and more prominent and people are chasing them or trying to extract them or get more users in. I think at some point there will be that price finding, equilibrium will hit. But I'm not sure if we'll hit that before it gets too low and get to the bottom. I give a shout out to Young and Sick and Dot Pigeon. You know, if you don't know who these two guys are, they do really, really cool stuff. Young and Sick, just absolutely cool artist. I've been able to hang out with him a little bit. And I think this is just another example of how Richard and Manifold are just taking the talents of these artists and pushing them to the limits, and utilizing you know, these smart contracts. You know, Manifold continues just to put out the highest quality contracts and the highest quality projects, in my opinion. So big props to them. In other news around smart contracts and music and rights and takes, Blau announcing that if you own one of his NFTs, you'll get to own the rights to his music. So this means that you're entitled to cash flows from that music. This is, you know, and I think we've talked about like securities before and how that's handled, but seeing the opportunity here for artists to now sell music and then flow cash back to their fans is going to be the greatest empowerment that we'll have seen in decades for the music industry, because we're seeing essentially your fans get rewarded for being fans. And I think we've all talked about how NFTs are the ultimate like tool for fan clubs. This is just putting that at a whole different level. So I'm really excited to see that play out. I'm not sure who he's been working on with this. I think somebody's mentioned it to me. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But he certainly has had this in mind since the beginning, and he's been thinking of his fans and adding value to his fans since day one, which is really exciting. If you haven't heard, Famed Lady Squad was outed as being a project that was designed by a couple of Russian dudes instead of actually being done by women. This outing led to a lot of controversy. The prices for the project tanked. But it looks like after negotiations and discussions, I think Artchik and I believe it was Bored Becky as well have been passed the smart contract and are taking over the project. So essentially what you'll see is the transfer of this project into the hands of notable females within our community. You know, some people love it, some people hate it and say it's you know, it's like the Chubbies had all this FUD and there's no coming back from it. And I think that, you know, if you really like the art and you hold a bag, you might as well hold it at this point. It could come back. And I think this will be a really good case study for how to deal with a huge PR, a huge scandal, a huge FUD. And if they can pull it back, it'll be one of the most notable projects, in my opinion. But do understand that, you know, that is progressing. We are seeing this drama unfold in front of our eyes in real time. And there's definitely not, this is not the last we've heard from the project. So I'm excited to see what happens with it going forward. And congrats to the people who got that handed over to them. In other drama, Crypto Venetian heist happened. And this is, I think, the first real heist that we've seen in the NFT space, where it wasn't like a hack. It was actually like real social engineering. From what I understand, that on the night of the auction for Crypto Venetians, one of the members that had access to the Bright Moments contract got really drunk, and the guy who got him drunk was able to social engineer him into getting access to his computer, and then was able to mint the remaining 309 Crypto Venetians. I mean, this is some like actual spy level stuff. Like, we saw somebody actually physically go to somebody, get them drunk, understand that they could get access to their computer. They waited until 3 a.m. when everybody was asleep in California and on the East Coast, and then minted the remaining 309. We know that these are priced extremely high. The way this is going to be handled is that Crypto Venetians has announced that they're going to be removing the metadata from those Crypto Venetians. And that it'll be more apparent and easy to see if those are the affected Crypto Venetians. Those are numbered 692 to 1,000. They will not be giving any of the benefits or rights to those 309 that were minted. And I think the biggest thing to note here is that those can no longer be claimed. You know, they've stolen that opportunity from the 309 people. And I'm really kicking myself in the butt right now for selling my Crypto Venetian, because I think this adds a really big and good story for the project. I mean, it's terrible what happened, but it's the first real heist I think we've seen. And you know, it's a notable event. So I'm really sorry to the team. The people at Bright Moments Gallery have just absolutely killed it with the physical minting in person. I love their creativity, and I'm really bullish on the project. I'm excited for the New York stuff. And yeah, I cannot wait to see what comes next. And another comment here, G Money, being dubbed by Beanie as the reason he got into punks. G Money obviously having a thread, Beanie reading it, and then Beanie going ahead and spending 185 ETH back in January on punks. And it's really cool to see this interaction and see how Beanie got into the market. And I'm excited for what Beanie and G Money will do next. Two of the biggest OGs in the economy and in the NFT market. Speaking of markets, DraftKings also launching their own marketplace. Yesterday they had, or on the 10th, I believe. It was yesterday. So on the 11th, Tom Brady launching his cards. He had different tiers. So there's a, you know, 5,000, 2,500, 1,500, 750, and 375 editions going for sale, which range from $12 to $100. Today, the 13th, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern time, we will see the much more limited signature drops. I believe these will resell for insane, insane numbers. I think they'll be almost impossible to get. The Tom Brady signed rubies will go for 1,500 a piece. There will only be 12 of them. And I am expecting the resale on those to be well over $10,000. So go to DraftKings, definitely check it out, sign up. And, I do think that we'll see more and more coming from DraftKings, as we go forward. The marketplace really looks really cool. You know, the signed cards are really cool looking. I'll pull one up here. So it's animated. It's got this like 3D holo effect almost. And you know, I think this is, again, another future progression for the sports card industry as well as the betting industry. And it's interesting to see DraftKings doubling down on their position as seeing NFTs being the progression for their industry. I wanted to touch on one thing real quick before we got into the market. The fractionalization of NFTs is going to be one of the biggest industries to blow up. I know a lot of people have already, you know, used it and seen it and heard about it. But as we see a lot of these higher priced assets get, you know, higher and higher, higher prices, to the average new consumer, it'll be almost impossible to go and buy, you know, a MeBit or a punk or Bored Ape Yacht Club. And they're going to turn to fractionalization to say, oh, I have, you know, 5% of one, or I own this. Because I do see the industry going from, hey, you know, that's stupid, you don't really own it, to, oh, that's cool, you own some of a punk. I think we've seen this already progress in Twitter, where people are using it as profile photos and being encouraged. And I can see that entire shift towards the newcomers that come into NFTs over the next 12 to 24 months. One thing that I've noticed has popped up on my feed a lot is the Alpha Betty Doodles. I'm getting serious vibes on this, and I can see this kind of playing out. And the fact that it's targeting children, it's just another, like, I'm looking at Fame Lady Squad and the World of Women, and that is a great project because it targets the women demographic. This is the first one that I've seen target the children demographic. So I'm going to buy some, I'm putting that out there right now. I'll buy like 0.06 ETH worth. I think the floor is at 0.03. And it'll be kind of my bet on the children demographic, because this is the first project I think we've seen do it in such a prominent way. And then quick note, DGen data, we have Avastar's data being added. You can now analyze prices and trends within the Avastar economy and see what's happening there. Big shout out to Jimmy and Nate and Justin on that. If you haven't already, you have a day and like 9 hours to claim your meta heroes, as well as burn your issue number ones. That will end tomorrow on Friday, and I encourage everybody does that. If you haven't already, I think there's only 600 meta heroes being left to claim. So I hope you're not one of the 600 people. If you are, go and do it. It certainly is the only way to get it. And you know, they're not, there is not going to be public, and they're being priced pretty high right now. Looking at the market right now, Bored Ape Yacht Club, just under 15 ETH for the floor, sitting at 13.5. We are seeing a lot of projects start to pull back a little bit. We had a huge run up over the last week. You know, we've seen a lot of things appreciate in price. You know, Meebits ran up all the way to 3.5 ETH, and now it's pulling back. Pudgy Penguins still holding at 1.5 ETH. Like I said, a little bit of drama around that, but it does seem like the next kind of like cool project that's got, you know, accessible pricing. People are still using that as their profile photo. It has gotten a lot of hype. World of Women pulling out back down under 1 ETH to 0.9. Punk's Comic pulling back from having a 2.5 ETH floor all the way down to 1.9. Tom Sachs as well pulling back to 2.9. V Friends holding still. And the Bored Ape Kennel Club still hanging out around 2 ETH. And then if we start to look at, like, you know, what is the top 80 or like 100 to 20, that segment of 80 projects, you know, what we're seeing is kind of the stagnation, not much happening of Curo cards, not much happening of Cool Cats. You know, the Fortune Media is kind of chilling where it is. You know, Factory is kind of just chilling where it is. The Mooncat, like, we're not seeing too much craziness happen. We are seeing, though, on the new projects, when they launch for, you know, 0.05 ETH or 0.08 ETH, they're getting bought into heavy, and the secondary trading is very, you know, very rapid for 72 hours. And I think that's where most of the action is happening, because, you know, people don't want to go and buy something for one ETH and say, oh, I might be able to sell this for a 20% gain. People are looking for their next, you know, 5 to 10X. And that's mostly happening at these projects that are priced at 0.1 or under. So that's definitely where my eyes are at for like crazy price action. I do need to pick up an Avastar still. I do need to pick up a Roboto still. And you know, I think that those are becoming more and more of this, you know, talked about project. Alpha Betty, actually, from the time I looked at like 0.04 floor, now up to 0.12, so 3x already on that. Damien Hirst now sitting just above 3. I'm expecting this price to pop up as we get closer to the burn period. Bored Ape Yacht Club, the volume's dying down a little bit, and we're getting closer to kind of the, you know, stagnation period after that auction announcement. We did see that 400 ETH sale roll in, but now it seems to be most of the action is down around the floor. Pudgy Penguins still at 1.5, like I mentioned, but the average price is increasing while the volume is going down. So we're going into this period where we're going to probably see this price start to find its top. Meebits, you know, same story with Meebits. Floor's coming down. Average price still chilling around 3. Punk's Comic still chilling at like 1.9. And I think it's just because of volume. We've seen this, you know, hype up in volume. Volume's going to come down. And then people who want to get out of the meta hero stuff are just, you know, selling out to flip and move stuff around. On Robotos, I mentioned this because of the fact that we're seeing animation. And the reason I like Robotos and the Junkyard Dogs, and I'm talking more about the animated things, are if Twitter were ever to bring that back, it would be huge for profile photos. But I also think that we're seeing gallery photos, like X copy with animation, having that there is another dimension to art that we haven't seen. And I'm betting that the ones that are animated might be appreciating more in the coming weeks to months over like still digital art. Just a hunch. It could be completely wrong on that. Avastar is obviously being in the news a lot. I know there was a V-Friends announcement alongside this project. You know, I like Avastar. I like the creators. It is one of those ones that I can see being like an OG project for the future. And I don't know if it really has seen the appreciation it deserves because of, you know, the OG status and who it was created by. So I am bullish on this project. I haven't bought in. I don't know why. I can't explain it. I'm not sure if it's just because I, you know, think that it's, there's other projects I might be able to make more money on or what. I do like it. I love Jimmy. I love Nate. You know, the project is cool. It has some technological first for it. So there's no reason to not buy it besides, like, you know, I just haven't. I'm curious if you have bought it, explain why you have. If you haven't, what's holding you up? Always curious to hear what the fans think. As I said, the Damien Hirst piece have just been kind of, you know, they found their floor. I think they're coming up a little bit. Wow, somebody sold one for 0.6. That's insane. But yeah, the rest of them all around the floor, I don't think we've seen anything go for a crazy sale yet. I'd be actually curious to know what the highest sale is, if we've seen any of, like, the cryptocurrency, or, like, you know, there's, like, only 23 of those go for sale. So our highest sale is at 10. It's just we as the name. And I'm curious why. But I do like the stats. It doesn't seem like the stats are, besides, like, the naming, have any real pull for them. And we're, like I said, only seeing things being bought around the floor. Junkyard Dogs, another project that I said I liked because of the animation. I did purchase one, and I did have a friend who purchased one as their first NFT. We got the FU dogs that give the middle finger just because it's a funny one. I think it's comic, and you know, again, it just adds that, like, emotion and that you know, almost like personality to it, and I love that. So certainly would suggest looking at those going forward and making a bet if you think animation will be valued going forward. Looking at CryptoPunks, floor is at $143,000, 46 ETH. We're kind of just chilling around 50. And you know, again, to buy something that looks really good, you're in the 70s, 60 to 80 range, to get something that looks great and that you'll enjoy. Otherwise you're buying on the floor. This morning I had the absolute displeasure of seeing the one punk that I've been trying to buy for, like, I've been working towards, since, I guess, like, 3 months ago. It was listed at 42, then it got relisted to 46, then it sold, and then it just sold again from 46 to 70 4 hours ago. It's this, you know, wild hair mole smile albino, number 3-39-78. That was really painful to see go for sale. Over the last 24 hours, we've seen a couple wild whites, a hoodie, a couple vapes go for sale, cowboy hat for 100. But nothing too insane. We're having, you know, I think we're in this lull period for the CryptoPunks, and we'll likely see them start to pop off again, as that consolidation happens. On a personal note, if you do know, who Yeasty Doe is, yeastydoe.eth, let me know. I would love to figure out, if they're willing to sell this, or what their plans are for that punk. Like I said, that is kind of like one of the grail punks for me that I would like to own. Wrapping up today's show, quick look at the market. We are seeing a pullback across the entire crypto market. Seeing Bitcoin pull back 5%, Ethereum pull back 6.5%, and the entire market being down 3.9%. Yeah, I think we've seen a big run up over the last 7 days, last 14 days. The Ethereum chart with the London hard fork happening over the last the last period, it's been kind of up only. This support channel, if we were to pull up a chart, I think will be tested shortly here. We'll either bounce, or if we break through, we could be running back down to 2,000, which was our last support floor. So keep an eye on that. We could be losing 30% possibly, but I think we're all long-term bullish on Ethereum and Bitcoin, especially as utilization for Ethereum continues to increase and the improvements across the industry roll out. guys, it's good to be back. I'm sorry for the hiatus. I'm sorry for no mic. The mic got broken in traveling. And you know, I'm looking forward to the announcements and the stuff I'm going to be putting out over the next week. If you have questions, always leave them below, or comments, and I'll catch you guys on the next show. Peace.